Lord God, let's pray here right now. Just help me to receive this and help me to give this message out to you guys the way I feel like in my mind I should. Thank you, Jesus, for this day you've given us, Lord God. I pray that you help me, Lord God, in this message, that you help me to touch the soul, Lord God, that you anoint my lips, Lord God, and anoint my tongue, Lord God. Help me to do your will, Lord God. It's not my will, but your will, Lord God, that I'm up here today. And I just want to thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and read through the prodigal son, of course. This is just Luke. It's going to start by Luke chapter 11. So I'm just going to read it all the way down. Amen. Okay, Luke chapter 11. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen, amen, amen. You are worthy, Jesus. It said, I'm just going to go ahead and read it. And it says, and he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided it unto them his living. Amen. I'm going to speak a little bit on the father and his situation. Back in those times, back in those eras, everybody, as you work, you inherit things from your father before you. Your father, you know, he built a kind of a business for you. Amen. He built a business for him. But it seems like nowadays it's not that way. Amen. There's a lot of brokenness in our homes today, in society. There's a lot of hurt, amen. There's a lot of women raising their children, just women raising their children. I know this because that's how my mother was. My mother raised us all six of us, by herself. No man was there. And how much we need our fathers nowadays, amen. We need them to guide us and direct us into the ways. We need him to lead us. This is how you work, amen. This is how you work. But I believe the father, my father, I'm going to put that in my father. My father, what I seen in my father wasn't a lot. He was a drunk. He shot up heroin a lot. He was never there. Every time, I remember three times when I seen him, it was behind jail, and there was one incident when he was out. And we were out in my grandmother's front yard, and we were shooting our little BB guns. We had our little BB guns, and we filled these cans full of dirt, and we were shooting them. And a car passed by. I remember a car passing by, and one of the BBs ricocheted and hit the car. So later on, the cops were called, but he knew the cops because he's always been in trouble. He was always in trouble, always in troubles with the law, always going in and out of jail. And that's what I seen in my father. Amen. But I believe now the father also came to himself. Like me, I feel like I came to myself. There was a time and situation I could have just kept on going the ways of my father. I could have kept drinking. I could have saw what I saw in him, and that could have inherited on me. I could have been the same way. I could have been drinking. I could have been smoking. I could have been shooting up. But no, I chose something different for my life. I chose something different for my son. Amen? There's got to be something more in this. My son is what I need to do. I need to show him the ways of the righteousness. I need to show him the ways of God, because I didn't have that in my life. Amen? God has been good to me. Amen? He has been so good to me. He's so real. Amen? Amen. And then it goes to talk about his son. And not many days after, the young son gathered all his togethers, and he took his journey into the country, and wasted his substance with riotous living. Amen. I'm trying to work. I'm gonna work in this for until the days of my life. I'm gonna be in the house of God for the days of my life. I'm gonna show him all the ways of the Lord. Because there was nothing out there what I seen in my father. I'm trying to breed. I'm trying to put something, a seed in him that's greater than what I had. Amen? That's something greater than I had. And I could just imagine at this father, he's over here tilling the ground. He's working. He's working his he's working his tail off, amen? And he's showing me the way. And then it comes to an age where he decides that he's going to take off. And me, I'm just like, I could just imagine the father just thinking like, man, what have I, you know, where did I go wrong? Where did I mess up? I'm trying to show you, son. I'm trying to show you a better life than what I had. Amen? That's how it is nowadays. The father came to, and now the son decides to leave. Amen? He takes off. He goes, and he tries to taste what the world has. So he goes, and he's trying to fill himself with a void. And that's how it is. This world is untoward. It's killing our kids. It's killing our fathers. Amen. They could get wrapped up and they have no direction on what to do or where to live or how to live. So they go around. And I have my mother, she was the father, but she had two jobs, working at McDonald's and working at Taco Bell. She was never home. So we ran the streets. We tried to find her father figure out there in the streets, but it wasn't the right one. It was trying to sell drugs and trying to proceed in that way, make it in that way, trying to be some big baller, and then all of a sudden you get caught up and you're in jail, and then I'm just exactly like my father. Come on. That is not the way it's supposed to be today. That is not the way it's supposed to be. Glory to God. And when he spent all there, arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to want. He spent it all. He spent all his money. What the father was trying to do, was trying to build, he ended up spending it all. He didn't care about, he had friends. Oh, the friends were there whenever it was time to drink. The friends were there when it was trying to smoke or do something, you know what I mean? The friends were there, but whenever you have nothing, they are gone. They are not there. They're not going to write you in jail. They're not going to, you're there by yourself. Amen? I know that because that's what happened to my brother Jesse. He was locked up, but nobody cared. They were out doing their own thing. They're out there partying and having their life, living their life. Amen. Oh, I'm trying to, oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. And when he joined himself to the citizen in that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed wine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk and the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, hallelujah, you got to come to yourself. You got to come to yourself and realize, like, do I want this for my child? Amen. You got to want this. You got to come to yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. And he came to himself and he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? Come on. I don't want my son. I don't want nobody to hunger. And then for the father not knowing that he went out there and he's hungry. And he's looking. He's wondering, where's his child at? Where's my son? Where is my son? Hallelujah. I forgot to do the title, but the title is, oh, my children, yet a great way off, I saw you. Amen? I saw you. Hallelujah. I got ahead of myself. Hallelujah. But he was hungry. He came to himself. I messed up. What am I doing? I'm here eating the same thing the swine are eating. I'm over here hustling for nothing. Nobody's even giving me bread. At my father's house, there's plenty of bread. My servants are eating, and I'm over here in the slums. I'm not eating nothing. Oh, hallelujah. What am I doing? God, help me. So when he rose, hallelujah. And then he said to himself, I'm going to arise and go to my father's house. I'm going to arise. He told himself, I'm going to arise. I'm going to get out of this lifestyle. I got to get out. I got to arise. We all fall. We all fall down. We make mistakes. But it's not, right? You don't have to stay down. Don't stay down. Rise up. Come on. Get up in yourself. Sometimes you gotta, like the scripture says, you know, you gotta. Oh, what is it? Hallelujah. Huh? Huh? Yeah. Well, yeah. When I fall, yet arise. I'm paraphrasing now. Yes. There you go. I need to get those. No, but lately I've been trying to memorize scriptures. I've been writing them down. I got to get it in me. Amen? I got to get it in me. So I get it in me. That way my son gets it in him. I'm trying to teach him the ways of the Lord. I'm trying to teach him the ways of the Lord. God is good. Amen? I shouldn't even be up here today speaking, but there's a way, somehow, some way, God was able to be like, you know what? You are here for a reason. There's a purpose here for you. Your son's going to see you, and he's going to work the same way you do. Whatever you put yourself into, that's what's going to happen. Amen. You got to rise up within yourself. Just encourage yourself. Like, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be that father that my father wasn't. Amen. God is good to me. And Alexander's been to more places than I have ever been in when I was a child. I didn't have that. He's even in Hawaii already. Amen. I never thought I'd see Hawaii. Praise God. God has been good. Amen. I will arise and go to my father's and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son, and make me one of thy hired servants. And he arose and he came to his father. Oh, hallelujah. He came to his father, guys. He was walking to his father's house. Amen. Listen to this. Listen to this. Hallelujah. But when he was yet a great way off, oh, hallelujah, he was far away. He seen him from a distance. He from a distance, sometimes you can't even tell who that person is, but yet something inside him, and he had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. He knew it was his son. He said, my son has come back. I thought these streets would have killed him. I thought these streets would have had him in behind bars. I thought these streets could have had a needle in his vein. But he's come back. Oh, my children. Yeah, when you were far off, I saw you. Jesus sees you right now, amen? Where you're at, in every situation, what you're doing, Jesus sees you from afar off. He loves you. He cares for you. There's nothing you can't do that he's not going to love you. He loved you with all his heart, his mind, and his soul. He died on the cross for you, amen? He gave his precious blood on the cross for you. That's why we're doing this Messiah, to show him that the death, the burial, and the resurrection, amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. And I could just imagine Alexander, there's going to be a time when Alexander is that age and he decides and he comes back, but I'm not going to go, oh, you messed up. I'm going to have compassion on him. I'm going to have compassion on him. Like, my son has come back. My son has come back. The streets could have had him. They could have took him. Oh, I worked for him. I saw him. I put this word in him, and now he's come back because that word came back, and it came back, and he's coming. He's coming from a distance, and he's coming, and I see him. Oh, I'm running to him. I'm not going to just walk up to him. I'm running to my son. I thought the streets had you. I thought the world had you, but I love you. I had compassion on you. I ran, and I fell on your neck, and I kissed you. I love you, son. That's what God is saying to us nowadays. Jesus loves us. He loves you. There's nothing you can't do that he's not going to show compassion on you. And he's going to run to you. You take one step, he takes 10. Amen. He's going to be there for you. And it may be hard, yeah. It's hard. Life is hard. But in Matthew 10:34 says, think not that I come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. We got to fight, y'all. We got to fight. We got to battle. And that battle's in our mind. Once the enemy takes your mind, that's it. He's got a hold of you. We got to protect our babies, y'all. We got to protect our sons. We got to protect our daughters. They are here. They're watching us. They're watching us grow up. What kind of impression do you want to put on your child? Hallelujah, Jesus. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, and put on him a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Can you imagine? He didn't have no shoes. He came to his father's house with no shoes. You know, he was like, I guess you could say he was just a guy on the streets, and people thought he was crazy. He didn't have no shoes. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost, and now he is found, and he began to be merry. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. How are we lost, but now we are found through Jesus Christ. Amen. I was lost. I didn't know which way to go, but there was a God that loved me so much that he said, I found you, son. I thought you were dead. I found you. You came. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. There's nothing. You can't do nothing that God is not going to be like, you know, forget that guy. God's going to love you no matter what. No matter what you do. It's hard, this world. There's so many things going on in this world that it's easy to get distracted, and with kids especially, but I gotta protect them. I gotta protect this guy. I gotta protect my son. I gotta be like, you know what? Even if it's family. Amen. I gotta keep them away. Hey, that's not the lifestyle we live, son. That's not the lifestyle we live. I got out of that. Amen. Keep them away. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Keep them away, amen. It's hard. We need God in this time. More than ever. We need him more than this time because he has compassion. He wants you to come back. You know, I'm going to the scriptures now. Job 33:4. This is God. Hallelujah. There's going to be some reading. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. Amen. Hallelujah. Next scripture. This is God the Father. This is our Father. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host them by the breath of his mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 44:24. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb. I, the Lord, that maketh all things, that stretches forth the heaven alone, spreads abroad the earth by himself. Isaiah 43:6-7. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far. And my daughters from the ends of the earth. This is God talking to us. Amen. Bring my father. Come back. Come back. Amen. From the end of the earth. Everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Acts 17:28. Oh, hallelujah. For in him we live and move and have our being. As a certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. He's our father, guys. He's our father. He sees us. He's seen before we were in the womb, he's seen us leave into this untoward generation. Amen. And he's like, man, my son just left. It's going to be hard, but I'm hoping I see him one day. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm hoping I see him. I see him one day. Amen. Malachi 2:10. Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Amen. Why do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother, by profane and covenant to our fathers? Hallelujah. We have one God, one Father, one God that created us. He saw us leave. He was like, man, my son has left. He wants to, and He wants us to live for Him. Amen? Praise God. Jesus. Amen. Go, and now, John 1 and 1. 1 through 5. I'm almost done. If you, Alex, you could come up. God is good. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. Hallelujah. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Amen. And go down to verse 14. Hallelujah. And the Word was made flesh. The Word came down. God in heaven came down as a Son, Jesus Christ. And it dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God knows every situation you're going through. God knows when you're alone. God knows what you're going through. It's hard, yes, but I am with thee no matter where I go. Amen. I love you. Jesus is saying, I love you. I want you to come back. And you can do it. All it takes is one step. Come to God. Amen. God is wanting you to come back. He wants to know you. I wish I had a father that I could know. But you can know Jesus. You can know Him here today. Let's stand here tonight. Oh, how we need Him. How we need father figures nowadays. Oh, blessed be Your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, mighty God. Oh, we need You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now is a perfect time to come up in front. This is the time of change right now. Oh, come to Yourself, Lord God. Oh, You can do this. Your Son, He's watching you. Hallelujah. He wants you. He wants to know you. Hallelujah. If you've been fatherless, there's a God here. Amen. His name is Jesus. He's here for you. He's going to wrap His arms around you. He's going to run to you. He's going to fall on your neck. He's going to kiss you. Amen. Oh, let's worship Him here tonight. Amen. Oh, You are worthy.
About the said, give me, give me. But when he came back to daddy, it wasn't give me, it was make me. He made up his mind. Bible says he came to himself. But you got to come to yourself. You can't come to God because of me. You can't come to God because of mom or dad or friend or foe. But you got to come to God for you. And you got to run to him. And when you run to him, he runs to you. You think you run fast, but he runs faster. Now thank God for a God that loves us. Thank God for a God of a second chance. Amen. Because Brother Reuben, I wasn't fortunate either. I didn't have this. I didn't have the things that my kids have now. I decided a long time ago that I was going to break the curse. And when you run back to daddy's house, you run back into daddy's arms, you literally break the curse. You break that generational curse, and you begin to pour out blessings. I didn't have a mom or dad that I got to hold their hand and at 2 years old walk the aisles and pray, but thank God that I broke the curse, and I was able to bring my girl and my boy. Where the Viscaras sit, they were under pews at an early age. That's what you can do, is you can turn things around in your home and your family. You could have a pity party and say, well, I wasn't raised in this, and I don't have the great last name, and you can make every excuse. But right now, today, you can say, you know what? I'm changing some things. I'm going to have a spiritual home. I'm going to develop a spiritual heritage. You have the power to do that by saying, God, I'm running back to you. One more time collectively as she sings that again. Could you raise your hands? Could you raise your voice? Could you let God know? God, I love you. Because daddy loves you. Amen. Amen. Why don't you find two or three people? Why don't you love on somebody as you're dismissed in Jesus' name? Make sure you're here Friday night, practice Messiah. Make sure you're spreading the word for friends and family day. Amen. God bless.